Most of the Midwest is likely to continue to experience a good mix of weather as we move forward through this next five-day period. We do expect some shower activity to occur across portions of the Midwest as we move out through this next 24-hour period. The precipitation will come down from the Great Lakes region here later this afternoon, work its way through the lower Ohio River Basin area as we get into tonight and early tomorrow. The precipitation is expected to be light. I would imagine that most areas will pick up on a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to perhaps as much as 6/10 of an inch in a few locations. There may be something locally greater in a couple of spots in Michigan, but I don't expect that to be very often, and it will be limited to areas east of the Mississippi River primarily. Now, there may be a few showers that work their way through parts of eastern Iowa and eastern Missouri, but that's as far west as they will go, and they'll be very brief and light. In fact, all of the precipitation expected to be rather short-lived, moving steadily from north the south, so that there's not more than a few hours that are involved with the precipitation in any location. Once the cooler air is in place, most of the precipitation will cease to occur, and we'll look for dry weather in the eastern Midwest as we get out into the second half of this week. Late Thursday and on into Friday should be dry. We'll expect the dry conditions in the eastern Midwest to still prevail on Saturday, but some showers will come out of Canada again and move across Michigan, and that will occur Saturday afternoon, and by Saturday evening, we'll see the showers occurring in the Ohio River Valley area. In the meantime, the western Corn Belt will likely go through much of the period from now through Saturday without any rain, and there may be some shower activity that occurs on Saturday night into early Sunday in some of the Missouri River Valley area, but areas between the Missouri Valley and the Mississippi River are probably going to see an extra day of dry conditions favoring field work on Sunday. The temperature bias across the region is going to be favorable as well. I don't see much in the way of extremely unusual conditions, although there will be a cooler bias that will occur across parts of the eastern Midwest. We do need to see it warm up over there a little bit. The afternoon temperatures, normal for this time of the year, should be running in the 60s in the north and lower 70s in the south. Normal lows should be running mostly in the 40s, with a few lower 50s in the extreme south. Well, the temperatures over the next few days will be a little bit on the mild side in some locations. We'll look for highs today mostly in the 60s across the Midwest, some lower 70s out in the western Corn Belt, and then high temperatures for Wednesday and Thursday may be limited to the upper 50s and 60s across the eastern Midwest. The western Corn Belt will probably see temperatures that will peak out in the 60s and perhaps some lower 70 degree readings. As we get into the latter part of this week, warming will kick in rather quickly. We'll see the temperatures jump by 10 to 15 degrees in some locations, with high temperatures rising up into the upper 70s and 80s on Friday afternoon. And then on Saturday, a new cool front will push from northwest to southeast across the region and continue doing so on Sunday. So the afternoon temperatures by Sunday are going to be limited to the upper 60s and 70s once again. The lowest temperatures at night this week are likely to be mostly upper 30s and 40s across the north, and mostly 40s with some lower 50s in the southern parts of the Midwest. And in weather across hard red winter wheat country, everything looks to be favorably mixed. The lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin area will see a good period of drying, much needed drying, I might add, as we go forward through the next 5 to 7 days. And the southeastern states will see a mix of weather. South America looks favorable at this point. Argentina will see net drying, except in the far south, where Buenos Aires and La Pampa are likely to see some periodic rain. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.